Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Susie Scoop. We are blessed this morning with two friends of mine, colleagues of mine, in the studio to talk with us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about the United Way and their fabulous new website that they have up. In the studio with us this morning, we have Chad Brown of SunTrust Bank. Hi, Chad. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
And we have Stacey Anglin, who happens to be the assistant principal at Burley Middle School just down the street from us. Welcome, Stacey.
Hi, thank you.
Here today to talk a little bit about New United Way's Be a Volunteer website. And I'm just going to ask you guys a few questions. Give us a little info about this new website, what it's all about, why it's out there. And since you guys are the experts on it now, Chad, I'll ask you first. How did you get involved with this United Way website?
Well, really, our involvement with this website stems from a Leadership Charlottesville class project. And for those who are not familiar with Leadership Charlottesville, this is a program that's hosted annually and sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and brings together a diverse group of emerging and existing leaders to enhance their knowledge of the community and build leadership skills and also come together to work on a series of projects that have a positive, tangible impact on the community. And so our project team is comprised of about eight individuals that have come together to support the United Way in their rollout of the newly enhanced website, beavolunteer.info.
Well, that's awesome. And full disclosure here, I am a part of this Leadership Charlottesville group. Susie said is, and Amy is. And that's how I know these fine people, and we've had a great time doing it. So not only is, in my opinion, not only is Leadership Charlottesville just a really great way to get involved in your community, I assume you guys would agree with me that I've learned so much about my community. It's also been a lot of fun, too. You really got in touch with people that I don't know that our paths would have crossed otherwise. Well, Stacey, I guess ours would have eventually when my daughter got in trouble at Burley. But
I don't think that would happen.
But it's just really a fabulous way to learn so much about your community and really get to know people. So, Stacey, why don't you give us a little information about the website and what's going on with it right now?
Okay, beavolunteer.info. As Chad said, our team has worked together with United Way on this, and they had a former website where people could sign up. Well, first of all, if you wanted to volunteer, you'd go to the website and you'd see if there was anything that interested you. You could work with kids, you could work in a legal capacity. Almost anything was available. The website was a little bit cumbersome. It was difficult to find things. Not all of the links were active. And this one is a little more user-friendly, a little more intuitive. And so both for organizations and for volunteers, if you are looking for some place to volunteer and Charlottesville is full of nonprofit organizations, you can find exactly what you're looking for on this particular website. And Chad was just telling me that he just recently signed up himself.
All right, I see. We practice what we
That's
preach
right.
around
That's
here.
Right. Yeah.
That is great. And I've messed around with the website a little bit, and I have been a volunteer with United Way before, and I will say firsthand that it is so much easier to get your information in there, yeah. to find information out. And one thing that our group has been involved in is really kind of cleaning out the whole system. If you'd been on there a couple of months ago as a volunteer, you might have, or someone that wanted to volunteer, you might have gotten on it and been like, this is a little overwhelming to me. Or you might have called an organization and they said, oh no, we don't have that opportunity available anymore. So can you give me a little info about how you guys have been involved with that and what you've done to kind of how you're working with the nonprofit organizations?
And one of the things that I would just like to say and kind of explain some of the history of our involvement in this project, our team's adopted the name the Way of Caring, which really builds on this idea of extending the Day of Caring, which so many people are familiar with, into a year-long continual program of volunteerism. And our group's goal has always been to increase the level of community volunteerism that we have in Charlottesville, but our path to get there has kind of taken a little meandering
That's true.
Way. And so when we first started trying to determine how we can best increase community volunteerism, we looked towards area employers and thought if we can help employers establish better employer-sponsored volunteer programs, we can really make an impact. And as we went around and talked to different businesses, we found that many businesses already have this as a primary goal. I can just say from my own experience that SunTrust has a solid gives back program that provides employees with 16 paid hours to go spend in the community on whatever cause that we feel is near and dear to our hearts. And many other companies have similar programs or work in various ways to support volunteerism within their employee base.
Yeah, we thought it was a problem not having enough volunteers, as you know.
Yeah, and what we found out was there are tons of volunteers out there, but making the connection, I guess, is really the difficult part. So, yeah, tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. And that in conversations with the folks at United Way also revealed that they do get a lot of calls from people who want to make a difference and want to get out there and spend their time in the community, but just don't know where to focus those energies at. So we have worked with nonprofits to not only clean up the site, but to help them prepare themselves to accept these volunteers that are in the community and just need to have that connection made with them. Part of that's working on getting job descriptions and good solid descriptions of what those opportunities are, and just trying to build some excitement about the site and get the word out to people who are in the community who have the desire and will to get involved, where they can go to make these linkages at.
And like you said, Stacy, there are so many nonprofits in Charlottesville, and United Way is just an amazing resource. And I think part of our goal has been to, as you said, Chad, to get the information out there. There is so much there to do, and there are so many opportunities. But if you don't know where to go, or if you don't, you know, if you just try to get online and Google nonprofits or something right. like that, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, and this is one-stop shopping.
Exactly.
So one-stop shopping both for the agencies as well as the volunteers. I used to run a nonprofit sort of agency. I worked for Virginia Cooperative Extension at 4-H. Tried to get volunteers through the old site, and it was like crickets chirping. I never got anything. And part of it was because the website was clunky and there were issues, and that's not the case anymore. Now agencies can sign up. It's fairly easy to do. As you know, we're going to help with that to help give them a step-by-step process in case they haven't already signed up. United Way has had a couple of trainings where they've worked with agencies to get signed up now. But it's just going to be fantastic that volunteers don't have to look around, and they just know what they want to do, put in some keywords, and see if there's a fit. It's like we've talked about before, kind of like a dating site for volunteers.
That's right, it is. And it really does work that way. I mean, I went on and played with it the other day, and I was just really impressed with how quickly things came up. I mean, things that and we've had the conversations of, you know, some volunteers say, you know what, I sit behind a desk all day. I want to go out there and I want to get dirty. I want to be building. I want to be, you know, painting or whatever. But other people, you know, they really want to utilize their, you know, I spend a lot of time on a computer and I'm getting pretty good at that. So maybe that's what I want to do. And I think the site really caters to that, to helping mm-hmm. you find that good match. Because I think that is an important part of volunteering. You want a good match because you want that volunteer to be happy, or you want both sides to be happy.
Yeah.
And I think that's another, just an asset of this site. Can you give us that website one more time so that we know where to go? If you are a volunteer or you're a nonprofit and you're listening in, this is a great resource for you. And that website is?
Please go out and check it out. It's beavolunteer.info.
.info.
And be a volunteer is all one word.
All one word, that's right. And this is, log on and really kind of help us in supporting our Way of Caring. The Day of Caring, as Chad said, the Day of Caring has become an enormous event in Charlottesville. It is absolutely incredible. And how just powerful would it be if we could keep that enthusiasm going all year long? Well, Chad and Stacy, I thank you so much for being here today. And since we're talking about the United Way, I have another little event coming up this week that actually supports the United Way, and that is Car Wars at John Paul Jones Arena. So right now, four local auto dealers coming together at John Paul Jones Arena. They join forces with the UVA Community Credit Union, and they host this huge auto event at John Paul Jones Arena. And we just talked about one-stop shopping, and hey, this you can't beat that. All the cars that you could possibly want, all in one spot. And now you add to it that a portion of all the proceeds from each car that is sold benefits the United Way. So head on out there. That's at John Paul Jones Arena, and it runs through Friday. So check that out. And there is just so much going on around town. And I always say that, I know, but I seriously, the calendar is like for Saturday and Sunday is like about 5 pages long. So I'm going to start with Thursday because I like to start on Thursday. I like to kick my weekend off starting on Thursday night. And there's a couple of really different and fun things going on Thursday night. And the Culbreth Theater, where UVA's drama department performs, has an amazing show going on. It started on the 21st, runs through April 30th. And on Thursday night at 8 p.m., it is Evita, and a really powerful, passionate play. It's going to be just a really interesting thing to see. Tickets are only $10 for students and kids and $20 for adults. You can get those online, but you can also get them at the box office or before the show. So that's at the Culbreth Theater, running all through the weekend, this weekend and next weekend. And then a really unique seminar going on Thursday night. This is a free event at the Forest Lakes North Pavilion, and it is called Mars and Venus Seminar, How to Practice Safe Stress. That's safe stress, folks. It's based on John Gray's book, Why Mars and Venus Collide. You remember when Mars and Venus came out many years ago? And he's, you know, John Gray has put out some more books. He's fun, he's entertaining, and it's a seminar about eliminating stress in your life and how it takes a toll on your personal and professional life. So this is at the Forest Lakes North Pavilion. It's run by a woman here in town, and it's basically giving you some practical ideas of how to help each other deal with stress, how men and women are very different when it comes to this, and really how to work it out in your life. And if you attend this seminar, you can receive 101 ways to increase stress-reducing hormones just for attending. So I think that'd be a lot of fun, and again, a free event. So now we're coming into the real weekend, and Friday night, really cool. The Paramount Theater, I'm a huge fan of the Paramount because they just bring so many unique opportunities into Charlottesville, and Friday night is no exception. They are bringing in the Russian National Ballet Theater, and they will be performing Giselle. That starts at 7:30. There are still tickets available. They are $39.50, $44.50, and $54.50. But really, in the Paramount, there is not a bad seat in that place. This is a great opportunity, this top-rate ballet company at a great price. So that's at the Paramount on Friday night, 7:30. You can get onto their website to purchase tickets, or you can call the box office. And then once a month, PVCC shows free movies in the main stage theater in the V. Earl Dickinson building. And I'm psyched about this on Friday night because I haven't had a chance to get it. Did not get the chance to get out and see this movie. They are showing the Oscar-winning film, The King's Speech. And again, this is a free event. And it's a really great, comfortable place to see a movie. It starts at 7:30, so you don't need to get tickets ahead of time. You just come in, find your spot. This is a really popular movie, and I think that a lot of people are going to be there, so you might want to get there a little bit early. But definitely check that out. If you need more information, you can just check out PVCC's website, or you can call the box office at 961-5376. And of course, it's Friday. It's spring. Friday's after 5 on Friday. I have heard that the weather may not be up to par on Friday night, but check it out at the Pavilion. This is one of my favorite events, I think, that Charlottesville has because I think it's unique. It's free for the most part unless you want to buy some beer or some soda or grab some dinner. But and it's really, truly family-friendly. You have everybody there from brand-new babies up to grandparents. And I just love it because it is such a community event that is at the Pavilion, obviously, starting around 5 o'clock. And a little musical note, Trees on Fire will be at the Jefferson Theater on Friday night with Corey Harris. Tickets are only $15 in advance and $17 at the door. Great show starting at about 8:30. I don't know where to begin on Saturday because Saturday is Earth Day. It is tons of Easter activities. So we're going to start talking a little bit about Earth Day, and then we'll move on to Easter and a little bit more after that. If you are a family and you want to check out some family fun, the Virginia Discovery Museum is hosting their Alternative Energy Day. They do this co-sponsored with JMU's Virginia Center for Wind Energy. So it's just this day full of hands-on demos. There'll be environmental organizations there. And this actually coincides with the eco-fair that's going on at the Pavilion all day, too. So they'll have activities outside by the carousel, and there's just tons of great ways to learn for your kids to learn. And, you know, I got to admit, when I go to these things, I always learn something, too. So check out the Discovery Museum. All that stuff is free with your admission. If you're a member, you get in free. If you're not a member, it's really not expensive to get into the Discovery Museum, especially for all the fun that your kids will have when they're there. Another great Earth Day event, the Eco Fair, is going on at the Pavilion. It starts at 11 o'clock, runs till 5. It's free. And this is just a, I think that we are really lucky in Charlottesville. A lot of towns have Eco Fairs right around Earth Day, but ours is just really, really amazing. It's free. There's entertainment. There's tons of music. Most of it's acoustical, not all of it, but most of it is. And there's a variety of food. There's raffle prizes. There's workshops. I know that Paige Madsen at the Blue Ridge Eco Shop is going to be talking about composting. There are so many organizations here in Charlottesville that are dedicated to really protecting our environment, and they are not just really great at what they do, but they're fun too. So I think this is a great, it's a really family-friendly, again, family-friendly event. You'll learn so much while being there. There's over 80 exhibitors, so that's down at the Pavilion, starting at 11 till 5. This is rain or shine, so luckily when you have something at the Pavilion, you don't have to get too wet. So if it does rain on Saturday, you can check that out too. And then actually a couple more earth-friendly events. One that I can't attend, but I really wish that I could, because Keswick Vineyards is doing Earth Day Vineyard Tours. And if you haven't been out to Keswick, it's just a really beautiful spot to go. And then Stephen Barnard, who's the winemaker at Keswick, is going to be doing an educational walking tours through the vineyard, kind of telling you about the grapes, how they're grown, and all about it. So, and Stephen, if you haven't met Stephen, I highly suggest sign up for one of these, because he's not only extremely knowledgeable about his craft, but he's a ton of fun to be with. So I can promise you will also be entertaining. Space is limited for this. It costs $25, and you get to taste the wines and learn everything about it. They're doing that at 11 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but you got to call ahead to do that. So call ahead to Keswick to do that. And then where I will be that afternoon, actually, is the Oyster Festival at Devil's Backbone Brewery. And I've never been to an Oyster Festival before, which is why we're taking the kids up to this one. This is at Devil's Backbone, and it's really an earth-friendly atmosphere. They are actually going to be recycling all of the oyster shells, and they have, I found out this week, that the oyster shuckers that are going to be there are actually nationally acclaimed oyster shuckers, which I didn't even know there were competitions like that, but these people took some prizes. This runs from 1 to 7, 1 in the afternoon until 7, $10 in advance for tickets, 15 at the gate. Kids 12 and under are free, and there's going to be food, wine, beer, music, activities. There's going to be stuff for the kids to do, and it's all kind of a real earth-friendly theme. You probably won't see your big moon bouncers and that kind of stuff at this for the kids. It'll be more hay mazes and really fun stuff like that. So, and you can't beat the scenery up at Devil's Backbone. The beer, there's going to be Cardinal Point Winery. Going to be a really great day. And for moms out there, I have another fun event that's happening on Saturday. It runs pretty much all day, 11 to 4, and it's called the Great Cloth Diaper Change. If you are into cloth diapering, or if you are want to know more about it, you got to check this out at Covenant Church. They're actually trying to, all across North America, trying to break a record of the Guinness World Records for the most cloth diapers changed simultaneously. This is literally running across the whole country, and we happen to have one right here in Charlottesville. There are going to be educational seminars, prizes, and just all kinds of fun throughout the day. That's at Covenant Church over on Ryle Road, and that's called the Great Cloth Diaper Change. It's going to be a really fun educational afternoon. So now to talk about Easter. If you have kids, even if you don't, you could probably check out these Easter egg hunts. Now, we all like to do this kind of stuff, but there are tons and tons of opportunities for fun on Saturday and moving into Sunday for Easter. Carter Mountain opened last weekend, and Easter happens really late this year, and so usually they have their spring fling right around this weekend. Well, they're going to do it this year, and they're going to kind of add a little Easter extravaganza theme to it. There'll be food and wine and crafts, hay rides, and Easter activities, including like an Easter egg hunt and all kinds of fun. So that's running all day on Saturday at Carter Mountain. There is the Charlottesville Easter Extravaganza. That is put on by the City of Charlottesville Parks and Recs and the Albemarle County Parks and Recs together. It's held at Charlottesville High School, and they do egg hunts for different age groups. So it's not like you have to worry about the 10-year-olds going and grabbing all the eggs from the 2-year-olds. That's a pretty smart way of doing that, because I have seen that happen before. They'll have candy and prizes, moon bounces, face painting, all that kind of stuff. And that's at Charlottesville High School on Saturday morning, starting promptly at 11 a.m. And then also there are, if you want to get out of town, Maymont and the Botanical Gardens in Richmond have activities running all weekend. There will be Easter bunnies to pet. There will be Peter the Rabbit. There will be egg hunts and photo ops, all that kind of stuff, music. And then Amazement Square in Lynchburg on Saturday is such a great, great children's museum, and they have activities running throughout the day, too. So there is no shortage of fun going on this weekend. And Sunday's Easter. A lot of people, if you celebrate Easter, that's often a family day. And also it's time to have some great food. So Veritas Vineyard is having a fabulous winemaker's brunch. You do need to call ahead for that. It starts at noon. Got to get your reservations in ahead and ahead of time. But they will have wine paired with all the food. And I have been to several of these Veritas events, and it is always amazing. And you just, again, can't beat the views out there either. And then also the Easter weekend continues through Sunday with Peter the Rabbit at the Botanical Gardens. And the gardens are in full bloom right now. Gorgeous place to be. So if you want to kind of get out of Dodge for a day, head down to Richmond and check out the Botanic Gardens, because they are incredible. And one thing coming up next week that I want to tell you about now, because I want you to get your tickets now before it's too late, is on the 29th of April. That's Friday night. The Paramount is hosting a Grease sing-along. Susie said is a sponsor of this event, so I will be there. And sometimes when I do these things, I date myself, and I have to say that Grease is my absolute favorite movie of all times. I was a very young child when it came out, but I know every single word to every single song, and I will be singing. This is a great event. It is not just sitting watching Grease. There, it is a true sing-along. You will be dancing in the aisles. People will be up out of their seats. You can bring your kids if you feel okay with them seeing Grease. Tickets are only $7 for youth and $10 for adults. You can get them ahead of time. You can get them at the event, although it is possible that it will sell out because they are flying out of there. So I'm just so excited about that event. That's at the Paramount on Friday the 29th, and I will be there. I think there's quite a couple of other really great sponsors, and I'm so looking forward to having just a ton of fun on the 29th. So get your tickets for that now. And as I said, this weekend is hopping with things to do. I've just highlighted here a few of the really big events that are going on, family-friendly, or not even just family-friendly, but friendly for everyone. Hop onto the calendar at susiesaid.com/Charlottesville for even more information. There are definitely the library is hosting some fun make and takes for kids. Michael's has make and takes. There's just a ton of great ways to support your local community, be earth-friendly, and learn a lot. So I hope to see you out and about this weekend, everybody. Have a great one, and we will see you or talk to you next week.